For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson, and I'm joined by the host of our podcast, Shay McAllister from WHAS 11 in Louisville, Kentucky. Shay, I know it was a few months ago that we last had an update for our listeners about what's been going on in Bardstown. The FBI reporting that remains, human remains, had been found, and a lot of people wondering if those could potentially be linked to one of the cases covered in our podcast, Crystal Rogers specifically. And we have an update, word from the FBI. Tell us what's going on.
So we learned late today from the FBI that the human remains discovered on the Nelson County, Washington County line are not Crystal Rogers. The FBI has spent the last several months running DNA analysis. They told us a couple of weeks after everything was released that the DNA matched likely a woman in a certain age range, in a certain height range, but not much more. And since then, they've told us they've been working to find out exactly who they are. Today, we've learned it is not Crystal Rogers. And actually, they're still working to identify exactly who the remains do belong to.
And Shay, have you had a chance to talk to Crystal's mother, Sherry Ballard, or any other family members yet about this information coming in?
Yeah, I talked to Sherry Ballard right after I got the news, just to check in with her and get her reaction. And she told us that, you know, this has really been a difficult week. As many may or may not know, this week was also the 4-year anniversary of Tommy Ballard's murder. That's her husband, Crystal's father. His case is still unsolved. So they've been dealing with that this week. And then to get this news, Sherry described it as heartbreaking, just because this was maybe potentially a chance to bring her daughter home. But at the same time, she said that she's felt like it wasn't her daughter all along. So in that sense, she's glad that the wait is over. But she actually sent me a text message saying that that would be the best way to get her feeling across. So I'll read that. She said, "I honestly don't know how to feel or react about the news on the human remains. Of course, I'm upset that it isn't my daughter. But at the same time, I am relieved. As a mother, in my heart, I truly never felt like this was my daughter. This was my hope, though, of finally bringing my daughter home, and now I'm back to square one of not knowing where my daughter's remains are located. I will never lose hope, though, in finding my daughter."
Shay, what about the FBI's presence in Bardstown? We know they were going through storage lockers, and there was an obvious, you know, presence of agents in Bardstown a few months ago. What's happened with all that?
So when the FBI first got involved in Crystal Rogers' case back in July, we were hearing updates and we were seeing their work in Bardstown every single week. They were going through Crystal Rogers', you know, old storage locker. They were going door to door in neighborhoods that they thought might know something. We were hearing tons from them. But after August, things really got quiet. And since August, things have stayed quiet. I've checked in with the FBI every single week. Not only the agents on the case, but the agency in general has promised me that they're still working on it. They're still pushing for answers, and that they're just very close to getting somewhere where they can release some more information, but not quite there yet. So I think while at the beginning, a lot of the work was out in the public's eye and there was this big call for new information and new tips, they've really gone behind the scenes now. But I do know that they are still interviewing key people in the case. They are still working the case. And Will, you might remember, it was just coincidence, they say, that these human remains were discovered right around the same time they got involved. The FBI tells us they were working on the Crystal Rogers case for a full year before those remains were actually discovered, and they had planned to execute all of those search warrants that happened over the summer for months and months. So it was just happenstance that the remains were discovered and were possibly Crystal all at the same time. And the FBI has told us that since the beginning. Now, knowing that they aren't Crystal, it does make a little bit more sense.
Has the FBI said anything about why it took so long? It's been, as we mentioned, a few months since these human remains were sent to the lab for testing.
The FBI told us this summer that this particular DNA extraction process was a difficult one. And they told us that they were having to send it to special labs. They were having specialists work on it. I think another part of this actually could be where we're at as a country and the obstacles that every lab is facing, which is smaller amounts of staff working alternating shifts. The exact same things that everyone's going through because of COVID, I think that those limitations are also in existence in the FBI labs. So things are moving a little bit more slowly than they would like, and of course everyone would like. And, you know, at this point, they still haven't been able to make a match. They've only been able to rule Crystal Rogers out.
So at this point, we don't have much of an answer or any new information other than the fact that these are not connected to the Crystal Rogers case. We have four other cases in our podcast that are still unsolved. And now we have a new case, it appears, with human remains that have been found and not connected to a missing person that we know of yet.
Yeah. So that, I guess, is the next big question here is, who is this person? You know, who do the remains belong to? Through our Unsolved series that we do here in Louisville, we've featured a few different women this month who also fit the profile, who are from the area and currently missing. And so we actually were looking and seeing who else this could be. That will be the big question. And that will be what the FBI is working on now. Though they did say today that they will be handing the lead on this investigation back over to the Nelson County Sheriff's Department. And that's specifically on the human remains. The FBI will continue as the lead on the Crystal Rogers case, but now that they've ruled out Crystal Rogers, they're handing the human remains over to Nelson County.
Shay, for anyone who's listened to the podcast, they know how much attention these cases have gotten in Bardstown, in Kentucky, and beyond. What are you hearing from people in Bardstown with this new information now?
So these cases, all of the unsolved cases from Nelson County, are really close to the hearts and the people of Nelson County and greater Louisville and even Kentucky. And so what I'm seeing as far as reaction tonight is a lot of people who are truly heartbroken. I think that they want closure in these cases. They really want closure for the Ballard family. And I think everyone saw the human remains as a possible link, you know, a possible piece in this puzzle that would bring that closure and then eventually that justice. So we talk about going back to square one. That's how Sherry Ballard feels. I think that's really how the community feels, that this could have been a huge step in the investigation, and it's not. And so I think there's definitely a level of disappointment and a little bit of heartache for the Ballard family tonight.
We will continue to bring you updates on the Crystal Rogers case and any of the cases in our Bardstown podcast. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.